Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, we had our first taste of winter move in last weekend, and things have warmed up a bit since then. Now, we didn't see a whole lot of anglers out over the past weekend because of the weather, so we don't have a ton of fishing information. That being said, the weather this weekend looks really pretty good for getting outdoors and doing some fishing. At Black Hawk Lake, water levels are right around crest elevation and water clarity is around 1 foot, maybe a little bit more. The week prior, walleye fishing was really good. Some anglers were catching limits some days while others have been able to get 2 or 3. Many of the fish are in that 14 to 16 inch size range, but fish on up to 27, 28, and 29 inches have been caught. Try casting hair jigs, twisters, or other plastics from shore. Some anglers are tipping their jigs with a minnow, but I don't think it's needed. Now, I would say that if you want to focus on larger fish, size your bait up, go with at least a 4-inch twister instead of a 2 or a 3-inch one. Evenings are good times to try, but a lot of these fish have been caught in the early to mid-afternoon. Again, that was happening last week, and then we had that cold front move in. Now, the weather has since warmed up and stabilized, so I think it would be worth going out and trying for those walleye again. Remember that the daily bag limit for walleye at Black Hawk Lake is 3 fish per day, and there are no length restrictions. Now here's a little bit of a bonus fishing opportunity for you. Earlier this week on Wednesday, the Ida County Conservation Board stocked about 850 trout into Moorhead Pond, which is on the west side of Ida Grove. As our community trout program continues to gain in popularity, more counties and areas want trout. However, we just can't produce enough trout in our hatcheries to fill that demand. So in some cases, county conservation boards have purchased trout from privately run hatcheries to stock into their ponds, and that is what the Ida County Conservation Board did. I was there when they stocked the fish and was impressed with the size and quality of fish that were stocked. There's even a handful of albino trout that got stocked, which adds a little to the excitement. Now these trout will do well during fall and winter, but they won't last the summer, so get them while you can. When it comes to open water fishing for those trout, lures like rooster tails, MEP spinners, and panther martens can be really good. Basically anything that's shiny and is small enough to fit in their mouth should work. You can also try small minnows and artificial stuff like Berkeley Power Bait. So this is a great opportunity to fish for trout, much closer to home. Now even though the county purchased the trout, they still fall under the statewide trout regulations since they are stocked into a public water body. So remember that you do need a trout stamp in addition to your regular fishing license to fish for or keep trout. Your daily bag limit is 5 trout and there are no length restrictions on them. Kids under 16 without a trout stamp can fish for trout with a properly licensed adult, but they have to keep their combined bag limit to 5 fish. So again, that's the Ida County Conservation Board stocked 850 trout at Moorhead Pond, which is on the west side of Ida Grove. And over the past couple weeks, we stocked about 1,500 rainbow trout into Bacon Creek, which is on the east side of Sioux City, and another 1,500 into Moreland Pond, which is located on Highway 20, several miles west of Fort Dodge. Now we have a lot of hunting opportunities available right now. Cottontail rabbit and squirrel seasons are still open. Waterfowl hunting for ducks and geese is open in all 3 of Iowa's waterfowl zones. Pheasant hunting is open, and archery hunting for deer is open. And the rut is going on right now, and really, this is the time you want to be out in the tree stand. A trapping season is also open right now, and although the fur market isn't great for a lot of species, there are plenty of critters to trap. The wetlands on the public areas around Lakeview are loaded with muskrat huts, and I don't see any freezing weather for the foreseeable future, so there's definitely an opportunity to load up on rats if you want to. Now hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend, and if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out hunting or fishing this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping y'all have a safe and successful angling adventure.